4. This is the children's room. It's nice, isn't it? In those days, children didn't have their own rooms as they often do today. It was common for them to share not only their room, but also their bed. Speaking of beds, this is the first thing that attracts our attention. A beautiful wrought iron bed that probably dates from the late 19th or early 20th century. It has an intricate design, which again illustrates the family's high economic status. The mattresses would be made out of wool, millet leaves, and sometimes even horsehair. As we mentioned at the beginning, in the 19th century, the house had no electric light, and at night, to see, they used candles or oil lamps, such as the one hanging from the headboard of the bed. Nor was there a toilet like the ones we have today. If anything, there might have been a communal toilet, usually in the stables. That's why, next to the bed, there's always a hand basin, and, on the floor, a chamber pot to be used if nature calls in the middle of the night. Hanging on the wall, we see the christening dress. This dress used to have great symbolic value, as it was passed down the generations to be used for baptizing new members of the family.